This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. It is a new era. After 108 years without a championship, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series last night, thus ending baseball's most famous drought, which means somebody has to take over as America's new lovable loser. I, of course, thought of the Seattle Mariners. But writer and radio host John Moe, a former Seattleite, says maybe this is Canada's moment.
I mean, the obvious candidate, I think, would be the Montreal Expos, because they have not only the challenge of never having won a World Series ever, but also the added challenge of not existing.
Yes.
They have left town, so they would have to relocate to Montreal.
And then win the World Series.
And then win the World Series, yeah.
For those who don't know, the Montreal Expos never won in their existence, and they're now basically the Washington Nationals, right?
They're the Washington Nationals, yeah. Although I really love their old logo of that. Remember that weird-looking M?
Yep.
That they had for years, well into adulthood. I thought it was ELB. I didn't realize that it's spelled M. I'm like, what is Elb Canadian for baseball team or something? So they've always been wrapped in mystery. Yeah. You know, barring the reemergence of the Montreal Expos, I would like to say it's the Mariners, but, you know, I don't know that the rest of the country will cotton to the idea of the lovability of the Mariners.
Why would they not? We've never even been to the World Series. The Cubs had been before.
Right. I think the Mariners and Seattle, really, it's still seen as cool and wealthy. And I think that's hard to overcome. It's like rooting for your boss, you know?
So Chicago seemed to be like Rust Belty or past
Rust Belty. I've always thought that just the idea that it was the Cubs, too, kind of had some power on it, because they're little baby bears,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
you root for them. And as you know, Bill, once Cubs players reach a certain age, they are mandated to go play for the Chicago Bears in the NFL.
They grow up into Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's the rules. It's nature. They have to go do it. They have no choice.
Right. If it were the baby Mariners or the Marinettes, maybe
right,
you'd get something.
Right. The Martinettes. Yeah, I think what the Mariners need to do is they need to revert to some of those old terrible uniforms, and they need to put the tugboat back out in the outfield. Mm-hmm. that would like shoot a cannon or something when there was a home run. So I think they need to be a little cornier. Mm. But failing that,
how about the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah. I really wanted to think good thoughts about the Cleveland Indians, and I don't spend a lot of time watching baseball on TV as much as I used to, and so I was watching this series, and they have the guy, the Chief Wahoo,
yeah,
Art, and like, if you haven't seen that in a while, and then you do, you're like, my God, they really still have that prominently displayed everywhere they go. I think in the contemporary world that we live in, I think that's going to be a little hard to get past for a lot of people. I mean, the Mets would be a candidate, but they just won. So I don't know. You know, I'm here in Minnesota, and we just got a new sort of general manager for the Twins, a new head of baseball operations, I think. It's this guy from Cleveland, so he starts today. But when the Minnesota Twins were looking for a candidate to run their whole baseball operation, the owner actually said, we want somebody lovable. Lovability was a factor in the hiring, which of course made everybody say, oh, so we're just going to lose really badly all the time.
Yes,
all right.
Lovable goes with loser.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I don't know how lovable this guy is, but apparently it was a priority.
John, the first thought I had when I found out this morning that Cleveland had lost was that Ohio is going to be angry, and how will that affect the election? Do you cover the world outside of sports? Do you think there's a political fallout?
I think with the way the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA title and LeBron leaving and then coming back, I think at this point the state of Ohio is so deeply psychologically damaged, plus, you know, the alteration in the economy for manufacturing jobs. I don't think anything can make Ohio more more unstable than it already is. So, you know, you can't, it's like something being more on fire. It's on fire or not.
John Moe is a radio host and a writer. He used to live in Seattle. He used to work at KOW Seattle. Now lives in St. Paul, Minnesota.